All right. Good evening, everyone. A call to order to the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, July 26, 2016. Item number two on the agenda, Pledge of Allegiance. Former mayor, several times over, Mr. Vince Holvick, will you do the honors?
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vince. Item number three, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Dominguez. Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Lillia.
Here.
Vice Mayor Bueller.
Here.
Mayor Hanson.
Here. Thank you, Natalie. Item number four on the agenda, presentations and proclamations. There are none scheduled this evening. Item number five, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment tonight? Any items not on the agenda? Anything? Nothing? Okay. Moving on, item number six, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council, item 6A, consider approval of general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers. Item 6B, approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on July 12, 2016. And item 6C, approve an appropriation of $2,293.20 from the general fund to fund number 301.7233.400 for police equipment. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Mr. Williams moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Vice Mayor Yoder is seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously. Thank you. Item number seven, public hearings. Item 7A. Conduct a public hearing and upon conclusion, consider adopting a resolution confirming costs of abatement and declaring them a special assessment as of August 5th, 2016. Interim City Manager slash Fire Chief Peabody.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. Members of the council, tonight we are before you for a public hearing on our annual weed abatement. Tonight, the hearing is required for the adoption of the resolution to confirm the cost of the weed abatement and declaring these costs a lien against the properties on which the work was performed. The purpose of this hearing is just to talk about the cost of the abatement, the order of the abatement. It was held on May 24th. Before you tonight, you have attachment B, which shows the remaining properties that have not paid. We received, I believe, four or five payments already. We normally hold these open until right before the August meeting, and we'll before they'll ship over to the county assessor for placement on the property tax. So hopefully we can get some more paid in. If not, they'll go lean against their. One thing to note, the contract, there was no fee change this year. Contractor had no CPI increase as it was in the contract. He did not request one, so the prices were the same as they were last year. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions, and it's also a public hearing.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Members of the council, any questions for Chief Pugh?
Just a simple question. Wayne, you said that there's three or four that's on this list that have already paid since?
This list right now is current. The four that have already paid have been taken off.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Anything further, Jeff?
No, sir.
I look at it, I mean, these prices are, I mean, there's not that much, there wasn't have to be that much done this year, it don't seem like.
Captain Sykes was very proactive in beating on doors and getting people to clean up their lots and such.
Well, you know, you got an $89 bill, $74 bills. I mean, you know, they're, those,
that's nothing.
As we've seen in the past, right. And when we used a different contractor 1 year and that kind of bit us, but, you know, it just seems that these prices are minimal as they are. I mean, a couple of them got $2,300 bucks, but I think that's to be expected. But the majority of these are just probably half-hour moves, half-hour to clean up something that could have done yourself, but neglected to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So, no, I think that's a good job. Good job, guys.
Mr. Miller?
Well, I was going to make the same comment, that it looks like a lot less abatement this year. I just have another question. Other cities, when they do this, is it like an annual thing, or is it semi-annual, annual?
It's annual. Just, we have a very similar program. The Red Bluff has one very similar. Cal Fire has one that goes throughout the year, but they'll do a big push. We'll do complaint based after this and do notices to property owners, and Captain Sykes, through his prevention work, will work with the property owners on any complaints that we deal with now.
That's yeah, all. I think what we did was this, that one year that was a kind of a debacle, and we put it out for bid, and it came to, you know, sometimes when you don't look at the fine print on someone's contract, and you find that you know, the hidden cost of doing business by putting something out to for an RFP when you really don't need to, it comes to bite you in the backside pretty quick. And I think we caught that one time, and we actually looked at Red Bluffs, and we actually looked at, because we were finding ourselves at one point going, kind of questioning ourselves on how we do things and why we do things and who does it, does anybody do it any better? And I think we reverted back to the way we did it, the way we were doing it, and I think it's become more effective in the process that we currently have than, you know, trying to reinvent the wheel and do something that may not fit our needs, and you know, and then getting bit in the backside by unnecessary bids and contracts and stuff like that that we just don't need.
Anything further, gentlemen?
No.
Just a couple of comments. First of all, Captain Sykes and Chief, excellent job as always with the weed abatement, annual weed abatement matter. And I've said this several times before, but I know you didn't get in the fire service to handle weed abatement, but it's very important, because it is a hazardous situation, or numerous hazardous situations, I should say, that have been abated. But just want to say it. This one particular address, 437 South Shasta, which we know what it looks like on an annual basis, but the contractor did an outstanding job there. Yeah. Just an outstanding job. Looks great. So, anyway, just wanted to say, hey, good work to Captain Sykes, good work, and also the contractor did a fine job. So, anyway, but here we are, and the weeds are still growing as we speak. So, that will never stop. So, okay, well, this is a public hearing. If you have nothing further, we'll open the public hearing at this time. The time is 7:08 p.m. We'll open the public hearing and reference this matter at this time. Any members of the public have any comments to make in reference to this matter? Mr. Olvik.
Who was the contractor? Who got the bid this year? And I assume it's the same one as last year, because you said the rates haven't changed.
Yeah, Tony Tapia.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Vince. Anything further? Any further public comment? Okay. It is still 7:08 p.m., and we'll close the public hearing on this matter at this time. Okay, this this item involves a resolution. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion. I move to adopt a resolution titled "A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Confirming Cost of Abatements Amended and Declaring Them a Special Assessment."
Mr. Miller has moved to approve the resolution as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote. Thank you.
Councilmember Bella?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hampton?
Aye.
Councilmember
Benigni? Thank you, Madam Clerk. Matter carries 4-0. Moving on to item number 8, ordinances. Item 8A, consider passage of the second reading by title only and adoption of an ordinance entitled "An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows Amending Title 9, Adding Chapter 9.25 of the Willows Municipal Code to Regulate Butane Resale." Chief.
Members of the council, the police chief proposed a city ordinance to limit the amount of butane a person can purchase and possess, as well as the amount of butane a business can sell within the city of Willows. The council unanimously passed the first reading of said ordinance in the regular meeting on July 12th. Staff is now recommending that the council pass the second reading by title and adopt the attached ordinance.
Okay, thank you, Chief Peabody. Okay, pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Mr. Mello's moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Oh, that was a tie. Who wants it? Mr. Williams has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Menegay?
Item carries 4-0. Pleasure of the council in reference to the second reading of the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt and pass second reading in ordinance titled, in ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, amending Title IX, adding Chapter 9.25 of the Willows Municipal Code to regulate butane resale.
Second.
Mr. Mello has moved. Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded that the item be approved as presented. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor
Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 4-0. Thank you, Natalie. Item 8B, consider passage of the second reading by title only and adoption of an ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows repealing Title IX, Section 9.05.240 and 9.05.320 of Chapter 9.05 of the Willows Municipal Code. Chief.
Once again, here we're back for the second reading of this. We're repealing two archaic ordinances within the City Willows Municipal Code that are unenforceable. And you've already read the code sections, so we recommend that we go with the second reading.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Any questions, comments, council members, before we continue? Okay, pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Mr. Williams has moved that the ordinance next line be read by title only. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Menegay?
Matter carries 4-0. Pleasure of the council in reference to the second reading and adoption of the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance entitled Ordinance Number 726-2016, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows repealing Title IX, Section 9.05.240 and 9.05.320 of Chapter 9.05 of the Willows Municipal Code, pass second reading and be adopted.
Mr. Williams has moved that the item be approved and adopted as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson? Aye. Item carries 4-0. Thank you, Natalie.
I get tired of him not voting.
Pardon me?
I'm tired of him not voting.
Item number 9. Items to be introduced by City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Mr. Mello, we'll start on your side of the dais tonight.
I got a little lost, but which one was that one?
Oh, item 9. Items to be introduced by City Council or administrative staff. Do you have anything?
Yes. Sina Vince is here, and I've been finding out that there's a lot of mosquitoes this year, and they're doing a lot of spraying of willows. I'm wondering if the Glen County Victor Control can give us an update. And
Vince is like, yeah, there's a lot of mosquitoes out there.
Yeah, okay.
And we're spraying. In fact, we did have...
Vince, please approach the podium you built.
Is it going to be that long, Vince?
May have.
There. Yeah, in fact, we had 28 collection spots out just recently and just opened them, and 11 of those contained West Nile virus. So it is around. We need to do things. We haven't found any dead birds yet, so we're clear there, and no human cases yet in this county. It's still, I said 11, that's still less than last year. So it is down this year slightly for the month of July. But it is out there, it's prevalent, and remind people to keep the water under control. I'm not even going to try the 4 Ds like I did last year. I got through 3 of them. You know, drain everything, dress right, DEET, and there's a dust to dawn, that's it. So protect yourself, but yeah, thank you for asking. I was going to bring it up, but I got caught off guard, so. But we just did have a meeting today, so that's why we got informed about the findings. So they're working.
Thank you, Mr. Holbrook.
Okay.
Thank you for the report. Anything further, Mr. Miller?
That's it.
No. Vice Mayor Yoder?
No, I don't have anything.
Mr. Williams?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to go ahead and read this because you know how I get. I kind of get off track. I've got Mr. Mayor and council members. I would like to look into relaxing some of our local ordinances and regulations to possibly spur interest in revitalizing some of our old buildings and empty businesses in our city. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Wayne, but Wayne and I were talking the other day, and he told me that when he started with the city that we had many more city employees than we have now, and you know, we're having a tough time supporting the ones that we have. So what I'm looking at is, you know, trying to you know, bring in, if people do, you know, clean up properties and things like that, it brings up property values, which brings in, you know, more tax base. And also, because of the fact that, you know, we're nearly $200,000 in the red this year, and it looks like we're going to be about $275,000 next year. We all complain about federal and state pushing burdensome regulations down to the local levels, like the Chromium 6 mandates. And so my belief is let's not add any more burden to that, you know, if it's not absolutely necessary. I know that, you know, with the issue that we had on Tama Street, that, you know, that's just, it's things like that that I'm trying to help, like the old motels. If we don't, you know, if we don't have to by state regulation, let's, you know, make it, you know, feasible for somebody to come in and possibly, you know, revitalize those and, you know, utilize them, because that way we can get TOT tax, which we definitely need. So that's, you know, one of my, you know, concerns right now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Williams. Chief?
I guess my question is, do you have a specific, hey, Natalie, can you drop that mic down for me?
Oh.
And then, like, looking either over or above.
I guess
my question is do you have a certain ordinance that you want to look at in particular?
You know, actually, I don't, Wayne, because I'm not well versed in it, but maybe we can get together and, you know, kind of review it, because, you know, I'm not, you know, savvy in the ordinances. But, you know, like I said, realistically, you know, we have a lot of regulations that are forced upon us by state, and we don't have a lot of choice by that. You know, we have to apply, you know, apply by their regulations. But if there's some regulations that we add locally that maybe we can, you know, relax a bit. I'm not saying eliminate them completely. I'm just saying, you know, make it a little bit more feasible for people to, you know, want to try, you know, cleaning up some of our old downtown. I also, you know, I know it's probably, you know, something that would never happen. I would like to see us as a group, you know, some way, you know, do kind of a walk downtown and look at some of the conditions that we're, you know, looking at. I enjoy, you know, walking and bicycling in town, and so I notice a lot of disrepair and things like that. So I don't see things getting better if we continue going down the path we're going. So that's my concern.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that, you know, we have programs in place. We have rules and regulations accordingly, and we have zoning and rules that are placed for areas in town. You know, we just need to kind of pick a spot if you want to look at, so we can, you know, can start with that. If we want to get together, we can talk about that.
You know, I will tell you in-house that we are working really hard to welcome everybody with open arms. I would recommend anybody, if they're looking at a property, to come by if they want to talk with Karen. She's very approachable, and talk about what uses could be used in there and the process to go through those uses. We're, you know, we're very welcoming, and we want people to come in, and we're willing to work with people and do things, but unfortunately, there are going to be rules placed upon people that, that we have in our code, and if we want to look at some of those, then we can. We just need to take the proper steps in doing so, realizing that when we do make the changes, that there, you know, it affects council, it affects the planning commission, it affects the general plan. There's lots of steps in order to change the ordinances. Anything is possible, but there's lots of steps that we need to look at. And then the ramifications for making those changes, you know, in 30 years or 10 years from now, we don't want to go back, have to revert back as well. So, if you have a certain section that we want to start looking at, we'd be happy to look at. I would tell you that we may want to look at the vocabulary section. We might be able to tighten up some of the vocabularies, the definition on some of the stuff. So, but yeah, if you have a certain section that you want to look at, we can get with Karen and we can look at them.
Okay. Well, you know, like the, and I apologize, I don't know their, I can't remember their last name, but the folks that are working on opening up the meat processing on Tama Street. You know, I was very impressed with Julia's comment about, you know, how streamlined that, you know, Karen had made that and how much work that city staff was going to try to, you know, get that pushed through. And it's things like that that, you know, I'm hoping for. And like I said, I'm just concerned with the way our budget looks that, you know, I'm not looking at 30 years down the road. I'm looking at 5 years down the road. You know, if we keep going the direction we're going, we're not going to exist just, you know, by looking at numbers. So, thank you.
Okay. Anything for discussion only tonight?
John? No, I'm good.
Sure. Wayne, anything from administrative staff tonight?
No.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 10, new business. Item 10A, consider adoption of a resolution approving an extension of the professional services agreement with Wilden Engineering to provide general planning and environmental services to the city for 3 years through fiscal year 2018-2019. Chief?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Before you tonight is a extension proposal to continue our services with the Wilden Environmental Group, Planning Group. We have had very good service from the Wildan Group. There's a lot that people don't realize that we receive from the Wildan Group. We have the face of Karen Mantelli here that works great for us, but there's also a whole nother team behind her that when she needs assistance and everything else, there is that, that help that's behind her. We, going around and looking, currently we negotiated with Wildan to maintain the same rate that we've been paying for the last year for the next fiscal year, and then using the CPI index increase to two following years for a three-year contract. We did call around and do just the local area, and there's range. Orland pays 108 per hour, Red Bluff is 135, Auburn is 212. So our $100 an hour is right in the ballpark, and we believe this is a very good option for continuity of the projects that we have going to hopefully secure the next 5 years for this city and future. We have some very good things that are happening with Karen, and she's taking very good care of the city, and the Wildan Planning Group is doing a very good job. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions, and we also have Ms. Mantelli here. Okay. If you have specific questions for her.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. Good evening, Karen.
Good evening.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you.
So, gentlemen, do you have any questions or comments for either Wayne or Karen?
I just have a comment.
Mr. Mello.
I have no reason, and staff hasn't given me a reason to discontinue Wildan's service at this time. I try to find a reason. I just couldn't find a reason not to continue on the contract. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Mr. Williams, anything?
Well, actually, prior to Wayne's comment in regards to what the city of Orland and the other cities pay, you know, I actually had a little written statement, and I'll go ahead and read it just for the record. You know, basically saying the same thing. We've been very happy with the professional services that have been provided by Will, Dan, and Karen. It's no complaints about that, very professional, but I wrote in there, but I believe that we should do an RFP to show the citizens that we're being financially prudent with their money, especially considering our financial situation, which is the deficit. But with the comment from the interim city manager, that was added information that wasn't in the report, so with that being said, you know, I will pull that comment. Just, you know, the way it was written here, I felt that it was should be done, but it appears that, you know, we're in the ballpark, and I don't think we could be happier with the services, so thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Williams. Mr. Yoder?
Yeah, it's another one of those RFP questions that brought up. Is, you know, we've had such a professional relationship with Karen and her group that over the years that, you know, why fix something that's not broke? You know, we need to, we're moving forward. We're not looking back. So why would we want to go out and entertain something else? Because, yeah, you might get something that says, hey, I'm going to give you $90 an hour, but you're not going to get the expertise that you're getting from Karen and the Will Dan Engineering. You're not going to get that. We're getting such excellent services from these people. You know, the grass may not be greener on the other side. You know, you can go out and look, and we can put someone else in there, but then when we ask Karen and Will Dan to come back after a year, and then they give us this astronomical, hey, you really do need us, don't you? Okay, now it's $150 an hour because that's what she's worth, and we're getting it at such a discounted rate. You know, she does fabulous for us. I don't even think, and I was asking the city manager, but I don't even think, Karen, you charge us until you hit Glen County.
Yeah.
So that in it, that in itself is saves us hours. We get her when she gets here. We get her on the clock at the time that we need her, not just leaving her office and driving up here, sort of like, you know, PG&E driving backwards and getting all that extra pay. You know, because they get paid when they leave the door. So I myself have seen through the years that Karen and her group are valuable to us, and I would really be opposed to trying to go out to an RFP at this point. So thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, along the same lines, we have a definite bargain here with Will Dan Engineering and the professional exemplary services of Karen Mantelli as our principal planner for at least 7 years, correct, Karen? Has it been 7 years or been longer than 7 years?
I've been with Will Dan for seven. I was here 3 years prior with another firm.
So. Okay. So just Will Dan 7 years. So 10 years you've been our principal planner. I know you've been our principal planner since I came on the council in 2008. So. But just the historical and institutional knowledge that you have, we coupled with I mean just your professional services, and not to mention you're a fine individual and a very easy individual to work with and deal with, and you handle not only staff but the public very well and very professionally, and you just do exemplary, outstanding work at your profession. You're just very good at it. And you're worth your weight in gold, as far as I'm concerned, to the city of Willows. And at $100 an hour, going into a three-year, you know, through this fiscal year, and going into a three-year contract, which is CPI increases for the second and third year, running, you know, 1.5% to 2% to 3% max. That's a bargain we just can't refuse. I mean, it would be irresponsible for us to even consider moving a different direction. I just, you know, especially for, you know, for $100 an hour, it's just a bargain. So it's been a pleasure to know you and to work with you, and you just do a fine job for the city of Willows. I just think we just need to even, you know, like I said, I'll use the word again, it would be irresponsible of the council to even consider not extending this contract for 3 years, especially with the major projects that have been in place, and not only your professionalism, but the support that you have, the deep bench that you have, and the city of Willows has available at Wildan Engineering. So it's been a fine relationship all the way around. So, okay. Thank you, Karen. Excellent work. Thank you. So this item 10A is a resolution. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead. I haven't even pulled it. I took it off.
Mr. Williams?
I move that the resolution entitled the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows authorizing an extension of the public agency agreement with Wildan Engineering Consultants for general planning and environmental services throughout fiscal year 2018 through 2019 be adopted.
I'll second.
Mr. Williams has moved to approve the resolution and the item as presented. Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Bell?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Minkin?
Matter carries 4-0. Thank you, Natalie. And again, thank you, Karen, for
thank
outstanding
you.
Work that
you
do. Item number 11, council member reports. We'll start, how about Vice Mayor Yoder? Anything tonight?
Nope, I'm good.
Mr. Williams?
Actually, Mr. Mayor, I'll let you do the transit commission because Tim's not here to enjoy
Tim's not here.
It's actually
really?
A pretty short one.
we can table that until he gets to the next meeting.
Yeah, table.
We could do that. Anything further, Jeff?
No, sir.
No.
I'm good.
Mr. Mello?
I don't have any reports, but I just have some comments.
Go for it.
On the butane ordinance we passed, a lot of people kind of confronted me and they were kind of upset. And I had to explain to them that it was 5X butane. That's for the lighters, and it's not the same butane that's used for camping stoves and stuff like that. And it was nice to see that the police department overtime has been reduced, but the statistics have went up a little bit. In a tower theater, I know we talked before that there's a new owner, and it would be nice to have a good rapport with them, and hopefully they have good plans for that building, but if not, maybe the dialogue could be there to maybe see if they're interested. And there are some groups out there interested in taking that front of that building and put a Glen County Rice mural on there or something like that. So I hope the dialogue stays open for that. That's all I have.
Mr. Mayor, if you don't mind, actually, I apologize.
Go ahead.
I had a brain fade here. I wrote on here that I'd like to thank Steve and his staff, Ed Snurbush and Mark Hines is the ones that I actually seen doing it, for patching a pretty large hole in the roadway at Willow and Lassen. And the reason why I bring it up is they actually did a better job paving that than the company that paved our office by a long shot. They did an awesome job. On Sunday, I took my grandson to Jensen Park, and in the time that we was there, we needed to use the restroom, and I was amazed at how clean they were. So, you know, good job to staff for that. You know, unfortunately, you have to use public restrooms, and I try to avoid that like the plague, but it was very clean. I was a little bit disappointed, and it has nothing to do with staff, but it's to do with, you know, citizens that use our parks. I picked up probably 25, what do they call them, Dixie cups, the red Solo cups, and some other trash, and it just, you know, I don't understand that. You know, they enjoy the facility, why not take care of it? But, you know, it is what it is. But anyhow, just wanted to tell staff, thank you, they did a good job. That's it, Mr. Mayor, sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay, all right. No problem, Jeff, okay, thank you. As Jeff pointed out, he and I sit on the Regional Transit Committee and the Glen County Transportation Commission, and on Thursday, July 21st, We had a meeting of both bodies at the Board of Supervisor Chambers here in Willows. Routine business agenda in reference to the Regional Transit Committee, the Transportation Commission meeting. Again, very routine business with the exception of one major item, and that was a new contract in reference to auditing services was awarded. Roy Seiler's been our auditor for a number of years with RTC and GCTC and did outstanding work. He did not resubmit a bid. I know he's picked up some other work in the county. So anyway, this year, the three-year contract for auditing services was awarded to Donald R. Reynolds, who's a CPA. So that was really the gist of the meeting. So that's all I have to report.
New bus.
Well, next month, the new buses are scheduled for delivery in August.
Yeah.
And at the next meeting, which will be in August, third Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. at the the City Council Chambers, Carnegie Building in Orland. The new buses will be rolled out, or at least one of the new buses will be rolled out, and also Gloria Ponciano will be honored at that meeting. So, and otherwise, it was pretty much routine business, and that's really all. Miss anything, Jeff?
Nope.
Okay, that's all I have to report. So, moving on, item number 12, executive session. There is none scheduled tonight. And on to item number 13, adjournment. The time is 7:36 p.m., and meeting adjourned. Thank you for attending.